Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Uck Radio, Saturday edition. And as one well knows, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Knuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 351st day with only 14 remaining in 2022. It's only like a week and a day until my birthday. It's National Wreaths Across America Day, and it's the culmination of a year-long mission to remember the fallen and honor those who served and teach the next generation the value of freedom. This mission is carried out each December with the placement of wreaths on veterans' headstones. By coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery and more than 3,100 other locations around the country, Wreaths Across America strive to remember our fallen heroes. The day honors those who served, and it teaches our children about the sacrifices made by veterans and their families to preserve our freedoms. Remember, honor, and teach. It's the Wright Brothers Day by presidential proclamation. December 17th is Wright Brothers Day. The U.S. Code directs that Wright Brothers Day commemorates the first successful flight in a heavier-than-air mechanically propelled airplane. Each year, the proclamation invites the people of the United States to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. Orville and Wilbur Wright made the first successful flight on December 17th, 1903, near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. While other inventors created planes that flew, Orville and Wilbur invented the first mechanically propelled aerial plane. It's also National Maple Syrup Day, made from the excellent sap of the sugar maple, red maple, or black maple trees. That's racist. These trees in cold climates store starch in their trunks and in their roots. In the spring, the starch is then converted to sugar that rises in the sap. The maple trees are then tapped by boring holes into their trunks that release the sap, and it's collected. After the sap is collected, it is processed by heating it to evaporate much of the water, leaving the concentrated syrup. Yum! It's day 1009 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who can be seen this very evening at 7 p.m. or can be heard this very evening at 7 p.m. Social distancing has led to Hooters offering delivery to the door. Yep, they're called knockers. No? Okay, how about a... And the knockers, I think it sounds great. Bring them babies to the door. Welcome, everybody. It is Saturday. I am your host, the Leprechaun. This is the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday Show right here on American Uck Time Slot on the Mojo 5-0 Network. Well, Mr. Mike, Indiana Mike, as everybody knows him on Twitters, has graciously picked out the songs for today's show. So to give Mr. Mike a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday, what you say, we kick off the tunes he has picked out for us on this marvelous Saturday before Christmas weekend. And next week it'll be Twisted Christmas Songs, I do believe. So let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of day. And we get to double shot Marshall Tucker right here in this first set and make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of day to the tunes, my friends. We're gone.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. evening tree. Empty cartridges and bloodlines, the gooders of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the noise of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there. Now my widow, she weeps by my grave. Tears flow free for her man, she couldn't stay. Shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame, all for a useless and no good, worthless claim. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
Well, you know, if the gold is waiting for him there, and I guess before that, he went over to prepare with Mojo50.com. Yep. That way he had all the food that he needed while he was out there in the mountains hunting up that there gold. Yep. He went over there to prepare with Mojo50.com. Yes, he did. And, hey, you know, the 3 week and the 3 month are both on sale. So get over there and save. That's prepare with Mojo50.com. And they got all kinds of goodies over there too, besides the freeze-dried food. They've got the life straws and all kinds of spiffy nifty. So get on over there, because that gold's waiting for you in them there mountains. Yes, it is. And you get to them hills and you're going to need grub. So prepare with Mojo50. All right, Mr. Indiana Mike there have picked out a good first set. Let's see, he's jamming and jamming on. We got another double set, this one with Mr. Charlotte Daniels Band. I saw him play one time, and oh my goodness gracious, that was fantastic. Little town, Paso Robles. He came out and brought his daddy too, and they just jammed for the audience. It was fantastic. All right, Mr. Charlie Daniels, let's get to the tunes. To the tunes. Go, boys, play.
Just had to find out for myself, but there's some things in this world you just can't explain. trash who lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake and sneaky as a cat and belligerent when they'd speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woolly swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars that just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack and picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed but they couldn't get away, and just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. That's been 50 years ago and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights if the moon is right, down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
Make a strong man die for pride. Things that crawl and things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of the Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. And I couldn't conceive it, cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. And there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
Fly stays high, sneaking down the alleyway to make another buy. Talking about a big deal, big wheel, nothing's real. Wouldn't know the truth if it looked him in the eye. Sneaking out the back door, top floor, dirt poor. You know the boy's gonna get himself in jail. Living on the back street, concrete, fast feet, lost in the jungle with a tiger by the tail. Every time I see him,
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 every time I see him, he's just barely getting by. And every time I see him,
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 he's down there getting high. Midnight siren, what's it mean? Bad dream, shivering and shaking in the middle of the night. Doing that cold sweat in there, upset, hiding in the back room or keeping out of sight. Walking that tuck, walk, dive, talk, double cross, sneaking down the side street, hiding from the sun. Making them big plans, businessman also ran. Gonna make a million, but it never gets it done. Every time I see him,
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 he's just barely getting by. And every time I see him,
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 every time I see him, he's down there getting high. A lover boy, super joy, tough toy. Thinks he's kinda sexy, but the lady say he ain't. Nothing but a no-class jive ass, moving fast, wants to be a winner, but the monkey says he can't. After hours, night spot, what you got? Hot shot, gotta keep him moving just to keep him going down. The boy won't ever learn, slow burn, no return. End up in a coffin bed, 6 feet in the ground. Every time I see him,
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 just barely getting by. And every time I see him,
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 he's down there getting high.
Every time I see him,
every time I see him,
every time I see him,
he just barely getting high.
He's just always down there. Gizo, Pizzo, Luizo. I'll bet that if he's always down there, he's been over there to Mr. Mike Lindell's site. Yeah, MyPillow.com. Well, that way when he gets too high, he goes to sleep. He has a nice soft pillow. Maybe he got some of them fuzzy slippers. Or maybe he got a nice mattress topper that he lies on down there. I don't know. But he had to go over there to MyPillow.com and over about three tabs and then down about three boxes on the right-hand side there where it says Radio Specials. And you click on that and use the promo code MOJO50. And that guy saved himself a whole bunch of dough, probably like 66% on some of that stuff. Isn't that amazing? That's over there at MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Mojo50.com. All righty, Mr. Mike there in Indiana, Mike Yahoo-dee, has picked out some great songs. The first couple of sets were marvelous, fantastic, super. All right, what do we got this one? How about a little bit of... No, okay, fine. I'll play the whole song. I agree. We need the whole thing, not just a couple of bars. Oh, bars? Oh, is it open? Who's got free drinks? Oh, that's why you take the ladder, because the drinks are on the house. Okay. Ozark Mountain Daredevils and Steve Earle. I like that. Second one's really a good one. Both of them are great. Good pick-out sets. Let's get to some Mountain Daredevils. Two of the tunes we've got again.
my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come to town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew it made moonshine. I'm a revenue man, want a granddaddy bad. Head left for holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told never come back from Copperhead Road. Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painting on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. Came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wouldn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Okay, so he was going down Copperhead Road. I'll bet you he had been drinking American Pride Roasters coffee. Yep, you get that over at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. It's the best coffee in America. It surely is. No, not surely. The American Pride Roasters is the best coffee in America. And you can find it by going to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Get on over there and see what kind of goodies DR has. They've got more flavors than you can shake a stick at. And they are the best coffees that you can find anywhere. Because, you know, it gets late in the day and you have to have your coffee.
Romper, bumper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Well, I would certainly hope so. Well, we got all kinds of bodies listening today, the week before Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Hey, that's something maybe I could do. I like that idea. Let's see. I got me cousins. Hi, cousins. Let's see. There's Miss Marlene and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky and Tamara. Hey, cuz, how you doing? There's my brother Brad out there, and David's listening, and Matt might be too. Hey, Matthew, how are you? Let's see who else we got. We got Miss Heather out there in the Carolinas. Miss Holly, who has been seriously inundated with strife this week. Her mama had to get to the hospital. Her hubby went to the hospital. Her puppy's not doing good either. I mean, it's just been one heck of a week. So this week's Dummit with Miss Biba at 5 p.m. Eastern right here on Mojo 5.0 will be a command performance, a repeat performance, a best of the gals talking about Christmas. I think that'll be fantastic. Let's see, Miss Diane is there. There's Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mikey and Miss Becca and Brecca and Kim Gummy and Jack Hole Lazarus. And there's Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and our own little blue alien out there on the left coast. Miss Audrey, hi, hi. There's Rick and Kathy and Art. Hello, guys. I hope everybody's doing weller. Weller. That didn't come out sounding good. Hope you guys are feeling better. Let's see. There's Miss Chelsea and Crystal and Fred and Miss Emily. There's Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea and Liz and Sue and Miss Olga up there in Delaware. Hi, hon. Let's see. Lenny and Kevin. Hey, boys. How you doing this weekend? There's Miss Melissa and there's Michelle and Mallory and Kelly out there in Spain, Mallorca, Spain. Miss Mallory and Nikki and Rocky and Crystal, and there's Gloria, and there's Josh the Boss from We Think Freely right there on WBN 324. Make sure to catch his great shows during the week. Let's see, there's Mr. Will lurking out there. There's Dark Phoenix. There's Miss Mary. There's Chet and Robert. There's Danny and Timmy and Klopp and Miss Erica, who is also on The Breakdown Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock for me. So 9 a.m. in the mornings, The Breakdown. Aaron Barker. I always say his name wrong. I don't know why. Sorry, Aaron. Let's see. There's Mr. Payton, who did the fantastic artwork for Mr. Mike's show today. I think Indiana Mike has picked out some great songs so far. There's Mr. Ethan up there in Cincinnati. Lynn over there in Missouri. And Missouri just went recreational. Too cool. You guys going to start a clinic? Let me know. I'll come up and go shopping. I can't forget Ms. Jamie, who's still feeling kind of under the weather. Hopefully we got Peach posted for tomorrow. If not, Peach tomorrow will be probably what Peach was last week. I'm not sure. I did one, but she wasn't feeling really good, so I'm not sure it will get in there or not. There's Miss Debbie and Mr. Shane out there in Texas. Miss Linda, our resident Jell-O shooter shot maker. And let's see, and Miss Sarah, when she's logged in, you there today, Sarah? Hi, hon. Whom did I miss? Hopefully not anybody, but I perpetually seem to miss somebody. I try not to, because, hey, I have a CRS just because I can't remember it. So, yeah, Peach tomorrow likely is a repeat the sayings, which is cool because there's some really good sayings there. At least I thunked there was. All right, how we doing on time? 10-ish, and there's 20 in the queue. No, there's 20 and 20. It should be fairly close. All right, let's see. I've got Mr. Mike picked out a double shot of one each, a Leonard Skinner. So without any other of me tonsillins a flapping in the breeze, let's do some Skinner to it, Leonard, and get her done. Thank you.
breeze.
I wonder, were they calling him the breeze because he's eaten a lot of frijoles? Does he like beans? Is it because of beans they call him the breeze? They didn't say from where he was breezing, just that they call him the breeze. I guess if he had, was rather flagellant, then he would be breezy. And if it was near open flames, it could be flammable. Wow. Then he would be the flaming breeze, wouldn't he? They call me the flaming breeze. No, that doesn't sound right. I think that's how they got the Rocket Man song. I don't know. Let's see. Who haven't we done? You know who we haven't done. And if they did call him the breeze, I wonder if he went to mojolaserpros.com. Yep, that's the portal into Romika Designs. That's mojolaserpros.com. And if you did that, then you would be over there in Romika. And he could have had it laser engraved, maybe on one of them their spiffy new leather hats. They call me the breeze. Or maybe he could have had it engraved on the back flap of his long johns. You never know. He could have put one of them patches, just bought a patch, and put it right there on the back of his long handles there. You know, them red ones with the trap door in the back. That's why they put that door in the back. Yes, sirree, bubby. That was for utilitarianism. And if they called him the breeze, he could have just left that their door open, and that would have been unencumbered and unblocked and just let her flow, baby. I don't know. You think his horse would have liked that? I don't know. They called him the breeze for a reason. All right. So if he did go over there to Romika Designs, he probably could have got something made out or made up or created. I don't know. All right. Let's see how we're doing here on time. I don't know. We're getting close. Mr. Indiana Mike Yahoody picked out a double shot of Molly Hatchet. But looking at the clock and looking at the time in the queue, we're short by about, a couple of minutes or two. So how about we get to, let's at least play the first one that he had picked out. I had never heard this one. It's pretty cool. Molly Hatchet, Dreams I've Never Seen. To another tune, let's get gone. Play it, boys.
Thank you.
hadn't ever heard that particular Molly Hatchet Berger song. Usually you think of Molly Hatchet, the next one is Flirting with Disaster. We've all heard that one. That's, you know, rather thumping and moving and makes you want to get out of your feet. That, you know, that last one, Dreams I'll Never See, was pretty good. I like that. That was kind of a little on the mellow side. Hey, everybody, I really appreciate you logging in today. Next week will be Twisted and Weird Christmas Music. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. And we'll do it all over again next week. Peace out, y'all.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.